Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting second. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting third. The first baseman, Rico Cardi. Batting fourth. The DH, Frank Robinson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Ellis. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Rusty Torres. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Remy Hermoso. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gaylord Perry. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Rich Coggins. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting third. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting fourth. The DH, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Don Baylor. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Elrod Hendricks. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tim Nordbrook. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Ross Grimsley. And now, play ball. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Nordbrook scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Nordbrook fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a line drive towards the mound. Perry catches it and throws to first to double up Coggins. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a line drive towards first. Cardi reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baylor. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Robinson moves to third. One out. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Nordbrook scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell takes first base on ball four. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Remy Hermoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hermoso. The throw from Hendricks and he is out, Nordbrook applying the tag. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-1 in the game. Lowenstein is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Duffy moves to second. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Nordbrook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordbrook hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermoso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-1 in the game. Spikes strikes out. One out. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Nordbrook scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-1 in the game. Torres hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Coggins strikes out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-1 in the game. Grich hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Remy Hermoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hermoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-2 in the game. Lowenstein is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Duffy takes first base on ball 4. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cardi strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Davis moves to second. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor bunts towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to third for the out. Powell moves to second. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Powell moves to third. Two outs. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baylor. The throw from Ellis and he is safe. Baylor steals second. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0-for-1 in the game. Hendricks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermoso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-2 in the game. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Nordbrook fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-2 in the game. Ellis hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell hits a pop-up towards short. Nordbrook settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tim Nordbrook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordbrook is 0-for-1 in the game. Nordbrook takes first base on ball 4. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Coggins bunts towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Nordbrook moves to second. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-2 in the game. Blair hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-2 in the game. Grich hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-2 in the game. Torres hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hendricks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Remy Hermoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hermoso hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 3 in the game. Lowenstein strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Bumbrey pinch runs for Tommy Davis. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bumbrey moves to second. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Baylor strikes out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bumbrey moves to third. Two outs. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0 for 2 in the game. Hendricks hits a fly ball into center field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Fuller now playing left field. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Duffy for the out. One out. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 3 in the game. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tim Nordbrook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordbrook is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Nordbrook hits a fly ball into right field. Spikes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Coggins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Coggins. The throw from Ellis and he is safe. Coggins steals second. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 3 in the game. Blair hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0 for 3 in the game. Gritch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ellis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gritch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 3 in the game. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Gritch. Bell moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Oscar Gamble pinch hits for Remy Hermoso. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to third. Torres moves to second. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 4 in the game. Lowenstein takes first base on ball 4. Bell scores. Torres moves to third. Gamble moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Bob Reynolds now pitching. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Duffy bunts towards the mound. Reynolds fields it and throws to home to get Torres. Gamble moves to third. Lowenstein moves to second. 2 outs. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jack Broemer now playing second base. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Enos Cabell pinch runs for Boog Powell. Bob Oliver pinch hits for Jim Fuller. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 1, and Baltimore Orioles, 0. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.